Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Field Pass. This is Dan. I have John and Mikey joining me to discuss the upcoming matchup with the Charlotte 49ers. And I guess we'll start with John. Are we fully recovered from last episode yet? Did you let it all out, or do we still have some angst built up?
You know, there's still some residual pain that I think most fans are going to be feeling still. I don't know if it's still manifesting itself as anger at this point, just still very frustrated. But yeah, you know, we're on to Charlotte, and hopefully this starts a nice little trend of W's for the boys.
Yeah, I was not quite feeling how John was after last week, but I was close. I was up there. So hopefully, a beat down of the 49ers this weekend will, allow us to forget about that and jumpstart this program and, you know, ride some momentum into the rest of the season.
The odd thing is, even though the past 2 weeks have led to some kind of head scratching decision making, obviously, the boys have covered. I don't know if they will
Johnny
against
Vegas.
Well, it's more just like being aware of the fact that we were heavy underdogs in both games and found a way to, you know, obviously keep it close. So maybe that's the reason Bielema was going big coward on those fourth and shorts, is because he was like, you know what? I know a couple boosters have some big bets and we're just going to keep this close and play it for the boys. Obviously kidding. But 11 point favorites against Charlotte. I don't really know how good I feel about that. I'm not feeling too. It's kind of got maybe the UTSA vibes, but I don't know about you guys.
Both Conference USA teams, and just looking at the standings, even though there's not really any information on it, Charlotte is first in their division and UTSA is first in the other. So we're just taking on the mega teams in Conference USA twice this year. So we'll see if we're able to right the ship, I guess. But do you think if we lose this game, the season's just kind of over at that point? You start playing freshmen and you start getting that experience in there, or do you not see it like that halfway through the season here?
I could potentially see a change in quarterbacks, especially, and we mentioned this on our podcast earlier, you know, if Brandon's, you know, not playing up to his full potential and, you know, not servicing our offense the way that a sixth-year quarterback should, then I could see some changes there. But on the, you know, for the most part, there hasn't been anybody, you know, outside of maybe Tony Adams that hasn't, you know, lived up to their full expectations. So I don't know that we would see a full change like we did in 2017 with Coach Smith, but definitely some changes that the viewers will notice in that, starting with BP18.
Yeah, maybe you get some heavier rotations. I could see some kind of mixing up of the offensive line, just because, you know, as much as I know Bielema loves, you know, the loyalty to the super seniors, and I think he would obviously respect that with Vidari and Doug and Palcho, and all the, and those three have, you know, played really well. And that's not to say that, you know, Blake and Alex and Jack Bedovanak have really struggled too mightily, but you might just be able to give other guys some run if you want to, you know, see if Julian Pearl can, you know, play a full game, or if you get some of those, Danny, like you were saying, true freshmen some run. I know they played Pat Bryan a fair amount in the Purdue game, so maybe they're just easing guys in. But yeah, if they lose, you might see a little bit more of an aggressive changing of the guard at that point.
Yeah, this seems to be a much needed matchup against a team that, you know, we're favored, like you said, John, by 11 points against. So it's going to be big that Illinois comes out and executes this week. And we've seen them fall behind and the scoreboard early this season. I'm hoping they come out this week with a little bit of aggression and a little bit of passion and kind of take that lead early and hold on to it rather than playing from behind, because it's always tough when you're dig yourself that hole and then you're just fighting to get back to even, not, you know, let alone trying to get ahead to begin with. So it's I think a timely matchup against a team that hopefully we're in a position to beat this week.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely a timely matchup, you know, with a team that we're expected to beat and should beat. And I believe we're going to, you know, handle them pretty well.
But how many times have we said that before?
Yeah, no, but this time's
different.
You know, putting the house on it that I don't even have, but it's you know, I think Josh McCray is gonna go off again. You know, their defense, Charlotte's defense, particularly in the run, has not been the best. And I think our boy, what's his nickname? The train from Alabama or something. He's going to...
Enterprise Alabama.
Enterprise Alabama.
The Alabama Express.
Yes.
The Enterprise Express.
I love it. I think he, you know, last week we saw what he did. We saw what he's capable of. And I think he's just getting started. So look for a big week out of him.
Mikey, speaking of big weeks, I think we missed it last episode. Mikey's specific stats of the week where we determine what you put up in your flag football game in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You already divulged it to us, so you might as well just tell the people, and then next week we'll maybe do our first Mikey-specific stat prediction for Mikey instead of his predictions for the Illini. Do you want to tell us how that game went?
Yeah, so we came out, you know, week one we lost, came out this past Tuesday and played really well. We won 33-14, I believe was the final score. They scored another touchdown with like 5 seconds to go in the game.
Classic case of the scoreboard not indicating, you know, how the play really went on the field.
Yeah, but I, you know, had a pretty good game, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Did my part.
You intercepted it twice. You didn't throw two interceptions, right?
No, I'm not playing quarterback. None of the Wildcat stuff. But yeah, it's two picks. I'm actually enjoying defense a lot more than I'm enjoying offense.
Alternate universe, Mikey Dudek, strong safety for the Fighting Illini.
Yeah, now my form, like my backpedaling and all that, is probably horrible. But it is fun to, you know, guard a guy one-on-one and try to, you know, prevent them from making plays when, you know, your whole life you were the one trying to make the plays. So it's been good, but 1-1, you know, got in the win column. Hopefully you know, the Illini will get a win this weekend, and then next week if we win in flag, the Illini will get another win, and it might just become a, you know, correlation with how my flags team is doing and the Illini.
Do you think that maybe it's because, like, you're obviously a Big Ten wide receiver and you're just like, of course I'm going to go out and dominate a flag football league fairly easily as a receiver, that you're just like, yeah, this defense thing is kind of nice because it's not something that you're just naturally inclined to be good at?
You know, I it's funny because that's the same thing my parents said about, like, going out and dominating the league. But I was quite nervous because I hadn't played in, you know, 4 years, so I didn't know how I'd be. I haven't caught a football in God knows how long. But, you know, the old saying is like riding a bike. You know, I felt comfortable out there after a few plays. So if anybody wants to come watch Lincoln Park South Fields every Tuesday,
I might come over there just to get some video of you, get the film out, do a little scouting report.
Some footage.
Yeah. Do you roll in there with like your gloves, your Illini gloves, and like your sleeves and your, you know, orange cleats and everything? Because I imagine people see you show up with all this gear on, and they're like, what is going on here? This is just a friendly Tuesday night football game.
Like, who is this guy? No, I mean, I wear the cleats actually from our homecoming games. We wore the gray jerseys, so they're actually white and blue cleats. So
clean look.
Unless someone was like a big Illini fan, they wouldn't know that, you know, we wore those in our Grange Grove jersey. Or
they think you're just like a Grange Penn State jersey wide receiver.
Yeah, but I will say my yeah, exactly, Dan. But my gloves, they do have like the block eye. If you like put them together, yeah, they have the block eye. So there's some people who probably see those and they're like, "Who is this tryhard?"
They're like, "No, this kid just bought this on the player's trunk. He didn't play football."
Exactly. But yeah, no, I mean, if I had, I wasn't going to go because all that stuff's expensive. I didn't realize, you know, cleats, $150, gloves, like $60. So thankfully I, had a few pairs. I was able to knock the dust off.
Has anyone come up to you and been like, "Hey, are you Mikey Dudek?" Or does anyone recognize you out there or not really?
I believe the refs actually recognized me. But the guys who are playing, they'll just come up to me and be like, "Damn, like you're fast." And I'm just like, "Yeah." So that's about it. But it's fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah. What do you say to that? Just like you go out there and absolutely dominate. They come up to you and just like, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'm fast.
I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Do you want an autograph? No. Yeah, probably not giving out many autographs to the Lincoln Park, you know, Chicago Sport and Social rec football team, but we'll stay tuned for the follow-up episode. We'll get back into Mikey's specific stats of the week, and you guys can predict, maybe win a t-shirt, what you think Mikey's stat line is going to be for week 3 of the Lincoln Park football games. Speaking of Mikey's specific stats of the week, players of the week against Charlotte, Mikey, you got a pick, you got some stats, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I ever since we started the podcast, I believe I've always gone offense. So this week,
you won't
change things up.
You won't.
I'm going defense.
No, you won't.
And this guy had a great game last week. He was flying everywhere, had a pick. I'm going with my man, the best Call of Duty player on the Fighting Illini football team, Kirby Joseph.
I'm
going to say he has a turnover, or causes one, whether it's an interception, or a forced fumble, and then look for him to make a lot of plays in the secondary and have double-digit tackles.
I like it. You're riding the hot hand, which is a good pick, though. Hard to argue when he's putting up the individual stat lines and, flying around to the football like he has been the past couple games.
Yeah, so look for my man to have a good game, hopefully. Hopefully he doesn't have double-digit tackles, though, now that I'm thinking about it, because that means they're getting big gains on plays. So we'll see. Hopefully he's just crashing down hard and makes a lot of plays.
You already took your hand off the chess piece, though, so you can't go back on your tackle prediction.
No, it's locked. It's locked.
We're hoping he's sending, we're hoping Ryan Walter's dialing up all sorts of pressure and he's, blitzing off the edge and stuff and all these tackles are in the backfield, but we'll hold you to it. John, who you got?
I'm going to stay on the defensive side of the ball as well, just because I feel like on the offense it'd be grasping for straws unless you go with, like, the chalkiest chalk pick of Josh McCray.
Chase Brown back, too.
That's true, but I just feel like it's not slim pickings, but kind of obvious for the offensive side of the ball. So I'm going to go with Rod the Bod Perry. I think this matchup against Charlotte's offensive line, he can wreak some havoc. I mean, he's been playing really well this year. He flashed really well in the Nebraska game. I look for him to be very disruptive and get in the backfield multiple times and do some dirty things to those offensive linemen. And just be an absolute havoc creator. Maybe he'll get we'll do a combo stat for Mikey's Kirby Joseph pick. We'll go Rod the Bod with a strip sack fumble and Kirby picking it up and taking it 6.
Wow. You guys are just combining now.
Now that's a prediction right there.
I like it. On that note, Mikey, when you're playing a non-Power 5 team, what's the biggest difference matchup wise? Is it the size of the O-line and the D-line? Is it the big guys in the trenches, or are there other matchups where teams are significantly outmatched? Maybe the athleticism in the secondary or the wide receivers or something? Is there something you can pinpoint that's the biggest difference?
Yeah, I would. The first thing you mentioned there, the line, at least when I was playing, that's what my coach had always told me. Skill players, they're still Division I, athletes. And although they're not Power 5 conference players, they might be an inch short or a tenth too slow. But all the guys generally, on the outside, the playmakers and the guys in the secondary are generally pretty good. And most of them could probably play at the division, the Power 5 level. But the big difference is definitely, the offense and defensive line. You'll have a bunch of shorter guys on the defensive line. Who knows? Maybe they got some big dudes, but definitely, athleticism then comes into play. So definitely on if we're going to win this game, it's because our offense and defensive line are controlling it.
My pick of the week is going to be another defensive player, just because we're on the defense side of the ball. I guess I'm going to stick to it. I like Jake Hansen this week, and I think he ties the record with Simeon Rice for a forced fumble, gets to that 13 number. So that's going to be my pick, assuming he plays. If he doesn't play, I'll just throw out a backup pick of James McCourt. I feel like special teams is fair game for a backup pick. So I will throw James McCourt in the mix if Jake is unable to go this week, but assuming he is, you can count on a forced fumble from the Hansen hammer.
I love all three of our predictions.
Yeah.
There'd be so many turnovers in this game.
And I love that we're just like at each level of the defense and just right up the middle of the field. It's going to be absolutely terrible for Charlotte and their interior offensive line.
Yeah, they better start throwing to the sideline because you don't want one of our three picks of the week lighting you up this week. Game predictions. Mikey, Illinois, 11-point favorite. 11 a.m. game at home against a non-con. We've seen this story a few times before, and it doesn't always turn out in the Illini's favor, but do you have a good feeling going into this week or what?
I do. Now, I don't know that we'll cover 11 just because there's, a lot of uncertainty with how our offense is going to perform, but I'm going to say we'll win by 10. The final score will be 24-14.
All right. John, how are you feeling?
I like that that low scoring pick. I'm probably going to keep it in a similar tranche. I'll go 27-13.
All right. Well, my pick was actually going to be also very similar, and I was thinking 24-13. So I think we're all kind of feeling the same this week. I don't know if that's good or bad, but none of us are seeing a blowout win, and none of us are seeing an Illini loss. So kind of on the same page, I guess.
Dan, I will ask you, is the 13 a touchdown and two field goals or a touchdown and a missed or blocked extra point?
So I'm going to say it's got to be touchdown and two field goals. I think that's what it's going to be.
I thought you were definitely going to throw in a blocked extra point or something,
get considering a little, most a little of spicy.
Our hefty predictions, I thought maybe why not make the game a little more exciting.
Calvin Avery's good for a blocked extra point here or there. He like randomly has like a fair amount of those. Like it's still really rare, but more than your typical defensive tackle at a college level.
Yeah, he loves getting that paw up there, whether it's in the chin strap of the opposing offensive lineman or if it's like to get on the ball. But he's active with the hands, that's for sure. But I'm sticking to two field goals and a touchdown this week. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, it's good to see like how the defense has looked recently. I think if just in terms of what people might be looking at, Charlotte's offense kind of looks like Minnesota in 2019 when they were absolutely lighting up with like kind of that quick RPO game. So you could maybe get some advantage taken of the Illini defense if they're not playing too close, but
not when all three of our picks of the week are defensive players this
exactly.
week. Exactly, no, not going to happen.
So I think we're good on that front with how well the defense has played recently. So I think that's why the low scoring totals are coming across the board from the three of us.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Bounce back week for the boys. Matchup against Charlotte. Conference USA's got us once, but we'll see if we can fend them off this
go-around. Another revenge game.
Another revenge. Every game's a revenge game. You can check us out on our YouTube page. John's got his football breakdowns posting there. We're a few weeks behind, but we're in the process of catching up, right, John?
Yes, sir.
So be on the lookout for those. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram as well, @TheFieldPass. Thank you guys for listening, and go Illini.